Hamas leader calls for blood of Gaza women, children, elderly to awaken revolutionary spirit against Israel. By Joshua Klein on October 30, 2023. The blood of Gaza's women, children, and elderly is needed to awaken Palestinian resolve. According to the Hamas terror organization's senior leader who continues making calls for Palestinian sacrifice from the comfort of his luxury home in distant Qatar. Hamas terror chief Ismail Haniyeh issued his latest appeal in an address aired Thursday on various TV networks, including Lebanon's Al Mayadeen news channel. In addressing future repercussions of a major geopolitical shift, Haniyeh urged for intellectual discourse and strategic planning. "I call upon all the intellectuals and strategic experts to discuss the post-occupation phase, because Israel's demise is inevitable," he said. "This occupier we will not be able to recover because of the strategic blow and resounding defeat that befell it." Amidst Israel's ground offensive in response to Hamas' bloody October 7 massacre, the senior terrorist leader urged the global community to exert all the necessary pressure in all directions and in all forums in order to end the aggression against Gaza, to stop this war against our children, women, and elderly, our mosques, our universities, and our homes. However, he insisted on the need for the blood of the women, children, and elderly of Gaza's Palestinians in order to awaken within us the revolutionary spirit. "So it awakens within us resolve, so it awakens within us the spirit of challenge, and pushes us to move forward." His comments come in the wake of the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, which saw some 2,500 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gunned down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting, torturing, shooting, and kidnapping Jewish men, women, and children in local towns. The massacre resulted in more than 1,400 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 239 hostages of all ages taken. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. As the brutal events unfolded, Haniyeh along with other Hamas leaders were filmed watching coverage of the invasion with smiles as they performed a prostration of gratitude over the successful killing and torture of hundreds of innocents. "Let us prostrate." These images were, "See the guys with a new Jeep. Look. Look. The Israeli Jeep. Let's do it. This is a prostration of gratitude for this victory," Haniyeh says. "Allah, please bestow your support and glory on our people and nation. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Allah be praised." Haniyeh, whose wealth has burgeoned since Hamas' 2006 electoral victory, fueled by the group's control over Gaza's economy and taxation of goods, has long drawn criticism for his luxurious lifestyle in Qatar, which stands in sharp contrast with the poverty in Gaza. Chairman of Hamas' political bureau who once served as Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority, Haniyeh is now facing accusations of sacrificing his own people, all from the comfort of a luxury hotel in the far-off affluent Gulf country. "Because nothing says free Palestine like calling on Palestinian children to sacrifice themselves for jihad while you hang out in your luxury Qatar apartment," wrote journalist Emily Schrader. Hamas is the only army in history that has planned its operations deliberately to have its own civilians killed by its enemy. "Its whole strategy is based on that," wrote former commander of British forces in Afghanistan Colonel Richard Kemp. "How is the civilized world to take this war against Hamas seriously while this Stone Age cultist remains alive, spewing hate in the lap of luxury in Qatar?" asked former Trump campaign aide Michael Caputo. "We know exactly where he is. We know everywhere he goes. We know every blood-soaked hair on the heads of his entire clan." On Friday, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, revealed intelligence showing that Hamas uses hospitals to hide its facilities and to hoard fuel that it denies to the civilians of the Gaza Strip. Last year, Haniyeh said it was incumbent on the Palestinians to start looking to form strategic alliances with Russia, Iran, and China because the U.S. is likely to lose its global hegemony once the Russia-Ukraine war is over. Earlier this month, Breitbart News reported on a senior Hamas official admitting the ultimate aim of the Palestinian war with Israel is to conquer the planet, so the world could finally be rid of Zionism and treacherous Christianity. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.